You might remember that just under a year ago, February, those horrendous storms smashed many things along the coast in Cornwall. One of the things we saw that got hit was Jubilee Pool at Penzance. Lots of stones moved, and it's now in a state where it needs to be renovated and brought back to a standard where people can safely swim and enjoy it. Well, there's a Friends of Jubilee Pool, and so the chair of that is Martin Nixon. Martin, you've been campaigning to get this back into operation. Why are you so keen on having this Lido working in Penzance?
That's a really good question. I guess there are five principal reasons that we feel the pool is a really important part of Penzance. One is that it's our concrete beach, if you like. Many of us are lucky enough to get in the car and go to any beach in Cornwall, but a lot of people in Penzance don't have that privilege. Secondly, it's an internationally renowned architectural building of great interest and is listed and is recognised as being the best example of its type in the UK. Thirdly, it's a safe amenity for both young and old to swim in safely in seawater rather than in a chlorinated indoor pool. Its potentially most important role in some respects is as an opportunity for regeneration in Penzance. If the pool was left to rack and ruin and became a derelict building, we would suggest that in terms of investment, most investors would turn their back on Penzance. So it's really important that this building is both celebrated but also restored. And we're pleased to report that the government agree. So we were the successful recipient of a 1.95 million Coastal Communities Fund grant, which will go some way, clearly, to restore the pool back to its former glory. The only issue about that is that we have to raise match funding to go up against that. Not 100% match funding, but certainly 50%. So we're working with Cornwall Council, Penzance Town Council, with Tempest Leisure, who operated the pool, and also the LEP, to match fund that figure. And the Friends are trying to raise £160,000. But I'm pleased to report that so far, just locally in terms of small-scale art auctions and fundraising, etc., in the Penwith area, we've managed to raise £80,000. So we're well overway, halfway towards our target of £160,000. But now we're looking towards the Cornish business community to see whether they would actually like to take the opportunity to get involved in our fundraising scheme, not least because we feel that an association, a corporate association with something like the pool is very good, not least because a lot of people love the Jubilee Pool. So, for example, we have over 4,000 Facebook friends. And if there was an opportunity for a business to broadcast to those by sponsoring something at the pool or indeed becoming a corporate sponsor, we think it would be a great advantage for them.
Okay, so if they want to get involved, what should they do?
Very simply, just visit jubileepool.co.uk. There's all the information's there on the website. And if they'd like to give me a call, then by all means they can do. My contact details are there on the site as well.
And you mentioned about this being part of the regeneration of Penzance. How much money do you reckon it brings into the town when operating fully?
Well, it doesn't pay for itself, if that's the answer.
But in the way of other people coming and
well,
making...
indeed, yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? And when you look at the stats of comparing Falmouth with Penzance, and Falmouth does a much better job of marketing itself to Penzance, actually Penzance does really well in terms of international travellers. And I think it's the end of the line syndrome. A lot of people, if you live in Cornwall, don't really recognise it. But if you're looking at a map from London at where you'd like to visit in the regions, Penzance is at the end of the line, and that's actually quite appealing. So in terms of tourism... spend and in terms of economic benefit, again I would suggest that the Jubilee Pool is one of those things that make Penzance a very different, distinctive town. It's something we should be celebrating. I've yet to meet one person, and maybe I'm just not talking to the right people, who have a bad thing to say about the pool. It's a place of relaxation. It's slightly otherworldly, you know. Even on a pretty inclement day, swimming in the pool is an experience like no other. And it's Cornwall's pool, not just Penzance's pool. And we'd like it to continue to be one of the celebrated Lidos in the world.